We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, eco-friendly viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arserna.
In Brazil, in Sao Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, in Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabórica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
In Buriscal,
Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquirres, Batang, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, charity work founded by Mother Teresa continues in Jordan. In ecology news, indigenous people of the Philippines are praised for living in harmony with the environment. In animal news, a well-wishing canine's friendship inspires an American woman to open a dog shelter. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 14th, master Indian sitar player Mr. Nikhil Banerjee was born in Kolkata, India in 1931. He is also considered as one of the most influential classical musicians that the nation has produced. Mr. Banerjee shared his deeply contemplative music in numerous parts of the world. In recognition of his exceptional talent, Mr. Banerjee was awarded by the Government of India with the high civilian honors of the Padma Shri and posthumously with the Padma Bhushan. May Mr. Nikhil Banerjee's divinely inspired melodies continue to uplift and bring joy to many hearts.
Flying news. Floods devastate regions of Africa. On Monday, October 11th, Nigeria's Lagos state government began evacuating nearly 700 people to a relief camp after floods inundated 10 communities, with 3 people reported missing. The flooding followed last month's opening of the Oyan Dam into the Ogun River, with the river subsequently overflowing. Lagos State Governor Babatunde Fashola visited the affected regions along with officials from the National Emergency Management Agency to assess damage and to request federal assistance. Throughout the country, it is estimated that recent floods have claimed more than 100 lives and affected 300,000 people.
Benin and Algeria have also been hard hit with at least 50 fatalities between the two countries. In Algeria, floods submerged homes in Delfa, Balmerdis, and Algiers, and several roads were also rendered impassable, hindering the efforts of civil protection crews to reach affected areas. In Benin, disaster areas have been declared and appeals made for international help as 360,000 people have been impacted by the floods, with many homeless who must now rely on food assistance and children who are at increased risk of waterborne diseases and malaria. International Humanitarian Aid Agency CARE and the United Nations Disaster Assessment and Coordination Team have announced that they are making efforts to render emergency assistance where needed.
Sending her deepest prayers and condolences, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with officials in the flood-stricken countries to see what additional help is required, asking that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable residents. She also said the funds for urgent needs are available.
Our appreciation, all government and agency officials and personnel for your protective measures, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. May heaven protect the affected African people as we strive to ensure the equilibrium of our ecosphere through our kinder care of each other and the planet.
Hurricane Paula hits Honduras. As the ninth hurricane in what officials are calling an extremely active season, Paula struck the Central American Republic of Honduras on Tuesday, October 12, bringing heavy rains and strong winds that caused damage to several houses, uprooted trees, and resulted in some rivers flooding. As a precaution, officials had issued a tropical storm warning in 6 of the country's 18 departments and schools were closed in departments of Colon, Atlantida, and Islas de la Bahia. As the storm moved on toward the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, it stayed offshore, causing mostly high winds and rain in an area that is largely populated with resorts. Thankfully, there have been no injuries or fatalities reported thus far. We are grateful emergency officials for your timely alerts and precautions. Our prayers for a harmonious and balanced ecosphere through our efforts to regard all beings with greater consideration and care.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Chilean miners emerge safely. Thanks to the tireless efforts since August 5th of government officials as well as 3 international teams of drill workers and other rescue personnel, the 33 Chilean miners began on Wednesday, October 13th, to be transported successfully above ground. Being pulled up from a depth of more than 600 meters in a specially constructed tube, the miners are noted to have survived the longest period on record beneath the earth. Lorenzo Avalos was the first to emerge just after midnight on Wednesday, where he was met by hugs from his 7-year-old sobbing son and his wife, along with a warm greeting from Chilean President Sebastián Piñera. Arriving an hour later was Mario Sepúlveda, who had become known for his ability to restore the miners' spirit, followed by successive team members who continued to be pulled up one by one.
Conveying the group's gratitude for the rescue, Mr. Sepúlveda stated, "They gave us back our lives. It's incredible that they recovered us." He said that the group had spent a great deal of time praying, especially during the first 17 days when their fate and whereabouts were unknown. After their arrival above ground and being greeted by loved ones, each rescue miner was airlifted to a hospital for observation to ensure their stable health.
We join in thanking heaven for the efforts of Chilean President Sebastián Piñera, other officials, the international teams of drill workers, and all other personnel, as we also convey our appreciation for the steady presence and unwavering faith of family members and other supporters.
Wishing the miners many joyful reunions with relatives and friends, as we all are reminded to cherish the precious gift of life and our time with loved ones.
World Vegetarian Awareness Month celebrated across the globe. With October designated internationally as a Vegetarian Awareness Month, people in many countries have been doing their part to encourage friends, family and co-workers towards taking the pledge to abstain from meat for the sake of their health, the animals and the planet. Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association have also been marking the special time by participating in activities ranging from veg festivals, food tastings, seminars and more. In places like Chicago, Illinois, USA, and at the University of California in San Francisco, they gave out free vegan food samples, SOS bags, alternative living flyers, and other literature about the vegan diet.
Oh, it was very tasty! And to be healthy and tasty, that's really great.
It doesn't taste like vegan food, actually. it's delicious.
So, are you willing to try and be a vegetarian?
Yes.
Yeah, especially feeding into my kids, yeah. It's good. I like it.
Similar proclamations in favor of the compassionate diet were also made across the seas in Asia, including those from participants of a seminar on the plant-based diet hosted by our association members in Beijing, China.
Meanwhile, in Formosa or Taiwan, our association members from one of the Loving Hut locations joined the No Egg and Non-Dairy Baking Course event organized by the Formosan or Taiwanese Department of Food and Agriculture and the Hualien Counting Organic Vegan Diet Development Association as the Hualien City Farmers Association.
In South Korea, our association members and Loving Hut staff held booths at both the famous Cheongju International Sori Festival and the Anyang Food Festival, where they offered vegan goods and informative SOS flyers on the vegan solution to climate change.
They have vegetarian food, and I think it's the best way to live, to be harmonious with nature, and be part of nature.
Be veggie, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We
we join the world in celebrating Vegetarian Awareness Month, let us all choose the vegan lifestyle and enjoy the delights of a peaceful, more wholesome world.
Be veggie, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Detainees freed in China, 9 Alexis or Vietnamese nationals were released unconditionally on Tuesday, October 12, after being detained in the South China Sea. Their freedom was granted following requests by Alexis officials, who stated their gratitude and relief at the men's freedom. Meanwhile, in Hebei, China, 4 Japanese men, all employees of the Fujita Corporation, were released after being detained for 1 month. We are gladdened to know of the restored freedom of the Alexis and Japanese individuals. Wishing them warm reunions in the loving company of family and friends, and that such conciliatory gestures between countries leads to their ever more amicable relations.
Save Our Planet. British media highlight threats to biodiversity in advance of the upcoming United Nations Conference of Parties 10, or COP10, on biodiversity in Japan. The United Kingdom-based international news service, Reuters, and British newspaper, The Guardian, have each published a series of articles highlighting the dire global situation of diminishing biodiversity. To assist government leaders in making recommendations that will help ensure the planet's survival, The Guardian launched a Biodiversity 100 campaign in which it sought to gather 100 suggestions from readers and scientists.
Reuters contributed by summarizing threats to remind the public of the severity of the situation, including the fact that the extinction rate for plants and animals is 1,000 times faster than at other times in the history of the planet, and that the world's top 3,000 listed companies will create the equivalent of $2 trillion in environmental damage this year.
Many thanks, Reuters and The Guardian, as well as the United Nations, for your combined efforts to remind and receive feedback from the public regarding the consequences of failing to care for the environment. May such efforts as yours galvanize global action toward all necessary actions to preserve our planet.
During an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the British Parliament's The House magazine, Supreme Master Qinghai also emphasized the urgent need for humanity's sustainable, eco-conscious actions for the protection of the Earth and all her inhabitants.
No matter how small, each species has a role to help balance our ecosystem. Scientifically proven. And yet, consumption of both fish and animal flesh continue and are wreaking havoc on biodiversity around the globe. In the oceans and fresh waterways, so many species of fish have already been lost, with complete aquatic environments such as coral reefs being decimated by such practices as trawling and fishing with explosives? The answer to all this, you know, is quite clear. Stop the meat consumption. Stop it yesterday. This will allow biodiversity to be replenished. This is the way we need to go, and fast.
Save Our Planet. Mayor Marcelo Luis Ebrard Casalborn of Mexico City, Mexico, implements a number of eco-conscious measures, saying that he seeks to have the city become known as an exemplary urban area for other developing countries in helping halt climate change.
Save Our Planet Deputy Chairperson of the Iranian Environmental Protection Organization, Mohammed Bakir Nabavi, cautions that pollution levels in the Caspian Sea have increased as he urges governments towards action to protect the area's ecosystems.
Warning news. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that 79,000 people perish each year as a direct result of excess alcohol consumption, with about half of those deaths coming from the extremely harmful activity known as binge drinking.
How are you, friends? I'm Dooney the Desert Tortoise, and I'm following a low-carbon, plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip on caring for your sweet little hamsters? To keep their teeth in good condition, they chew a lot. You can help them by providing a piece of pesticide-free wood to use. Animal companion supply stores usually carry this and other toys for your lovable friends. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Missionaries of Charity's work continues in Jordan. Founded by Mother Teresa in Kolkata, India, this Roman Catholic religious order has been assisting the disadvantaged in Jordan for 40 years. The sisters of the order established a center for children with disabilities in Amman in 1977. It has since developed into a home for 41 adults. In 1988, a second children's center was opened in Rusafa. Moreover, in 2008, a new branch near Bakaz, north of Amman, was started for families in need. Sister Benedetta, the regional coordinator, said, "We are not interested in politics or religion or creeds. We see humanity and show each person that God loves him or her." Heaven bless you, sisters of the Missionaries of Charity, for your devotion to the people of Jordan. May all in your care feel the everlasting grace and comfort of the divine.
In ecology news, indigenous people of the Philippines are lauded for living in harmony with the environment. At a national conference of indigenous people, sponsored by the Tebteba and the Philippine Traditional Knowledge Network, the Ikalahan of the Caraballo Mountains were praised for their earth-loving practices. These include collecting no more than 15% of wild nuts and berries, leaving the remaining 85% for the local wildlife. The Ikalahan also take care of the forest by reseeding vulnerable areas and have long been growing organic vegetables and crops. Through the United Nations Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Degradation Project, they are now taking part in safeguarding another 10,000 hectares of forest. A big green thank you, Ikalahan people, for your conservation efforts. May wise eco-practices such as yours help lead us all into a bright and happy planetary future. Coming up, Oliver the Beagle inspires his caregiver to start a shelter for canines. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. More refreshing news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, leading news for a progressive world. In animal news, a well-wishing canine's friendship inspires an American woman to open a dog shelter. Between 1985 and 1998, registered nurse Miss Roberta Beach of Missouri, USA, had several cancer-related surgeries. She credits the wonderful companionship of Beagle, Oliver, during that time in helping her recover. To return the favor, Miss Beach inaugurated the home-based Silver Walk Hound Sanctuary in 2007. With deep faith in God and sincere prayer, she devotes all her free time to the rescue and care of precious dogs. At least 60 canines have benefited up to now. Our hats are off to you, Miss Beach, for your praiseworthy dedication to these innocent beings. May a loving home with cherished companions be awaiting each beautiful canine friend. Upon hearing this news, Supreme Master Qinghai is donating veg dog food, beds, and $2,000 for veg bones for the lovely canines.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Air. It is told in Italian.
Bretariano, vivo di aria. Entusiasta, sì, anch'io vivo di aria, Bretariano. Davvero splendido. Allora credi nell'aria, vero? Entusiasta, certo, non solo la respiro per vivere, ma quando la zuppa è calda, soffio prima di mangiare.
Now for our viewers' heartline.
كنت أعيش قبل أن أصبح نباتيا حياة غريبة جدا مليئة باللحوم العفنة إلى أن رأيت كبيرة المعلمين وشاهدت البرامج التلفزيونية حيث نالت هذه البرامج إعجابي ودخلت قلبي. أعرف أن المعلمة تحب الشعب الفلسطيني من كل قلبها، وأنا بعد مشاهدة برامج المعلمة صرت نباتيا حتى النقع، حتى أنني ذهبت إلى أصدقائي وشرحت لهم كيف تكون نباتيا، وفعلا انضم إلي الكثير من الناس وصاروا نباتيين. أنا سعيد كل السعادة بما حصل معي، حتى أن لدي صديق اسمه معاذ كان يربي الأرانب وعنده الكثير منها. بعدما صار نباتيا أصبح لا يبيعها خوفا من أن يشتريها الناس ويذبحوها، وكثرت الأرانب عند صديقي معاذ وقام بإطلاقها في حديقة منزله وهو يطعمها وأصبحت جزءا من حياته. معاذ صاحب مزرعة خضار، وبعد أن شاهد التلفزيون وصار نباتيا أصبح عقله جميلا جدا ويانعا ولا توجد به أي أمراض. أصبحت الحشرات تبتعد عن حقل معاذ. أشكر المعلمة على إغداقها البركة على حقل معاذ الذي بات مشهورا بين المزارعين ويضرب به المثل في النظارة والخضرة. أخيرا اقتنع جزء كبير من الناس الموجودين بعد أن رأوا حقل معاذ وأخباري إياهم عن بركات المعلمة بكلامي وصاروا نباتيين. أشكر المعلمة من كل قلبي الذي أحب الحياة منذ اليوم الذي عرفتها فيه، فهي ملهمتي التي كلها بركة. سليمان من غزة من فلسطين.
Greetings, Suleiman. It is fantastic to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Noble Suleiman, your joyous news cheered up my day and brought tears of gratitude. The earth and our animal friends and neighbors are surely very grateful to you, Ma'ath, and all the virtuous friends transitioning to the compassionate diet. May the great Allah bless and protect you and the beautiful Palestinian people. I love nothing more than lasting peace for your land and for the world. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your journey to the divine be graced with light and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The US-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announces a $20 million program to sponsor high-tech projects that are designed to help increase college graduation rates in the USA by providing more engaging and flexible learning environments.
To assist some 300 hearing-impaired Haitians in Port-au-Prince, graduate student Ms. Sylvie M.C. Wire founds Friends of Deaf Haiti, receiving support from international sources to provide safe housing and enriching programs during post-quake reconstruction.
Latvian officials create an attention-getting plan to stop illegal waste disposal by creating a human cartoon character known as Mr. Pigman, who has become popular for his mission of raising awareness and cleaning up the forests.
Following the Israeli passage of a law requiring that citizens pledge loyalty to their country as a Jewish state, the European Union urges for Israelis' guarantee that all persons receive equal and fair treatment regardless of their faith.
Space tourism is becoming a closer reality through the endeavors of several different international companies such as Britain, Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic, which has announced plans to offer space tours as early as 2012.
Custom officials in the Czech Republic receive a certificate of commendation from the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, for their continued efforts in preventing the illegal trade of parrots.
A cultural festival in Isfahan, Iran, features handicrafts and artworks created by Afghan immigrants, including carpet weaving, traditional costumes and sculptures, and calligraphy works, as well as live music and film screenings.
To help improve the health of the country's citizens, researchers in New Zealand say that gradually limiting the amount of tobacco released to the market for sale in the nation would be one of the best incentives for quitting smoking.
The United Nations General Assembly elects 5 new countries to 2-year seats on the UN Security Council, namely Colombia, Germany, India, Portugal, and South Africa.
At the 2010 Commonwealth Games in Delhi, India, Krishna Puni becomes India's first gold medal winner in 52 years, with her discus throw of 61.51 meters, while her teammates Harwant Kaur and Seema Antil earned silver and bronze medals, respectively.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.